This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Professor opens fire on campus.
I don't know if I feel like crying or I feel like angry. I'm not too sure.
Debate rivals target Nikki Haley.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
Online predators.
Parents can't trust that Meta is a safe place for their children.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. College students were on the run and in hiding as a gunman opened fire yesterday at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. 3 people were killed, 1 wounded, and police say the gunman was killed too. Affiliate KLAS-TV identifies the gunman as Anthony Polito, a man in his 60s, a former college professor in other states who applied for a job at UNLV but was turned down. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
It is enough, and it is people filled with anger or not understanding how to handle disappointment in their lives that they become even more hateful and full of anger and take lives of others.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on the attack.
Police say he opened fire on the 4th floor of the business school building.
Went to multiple floors and the suspect was neutralized on the outside by the UNLV Police Department.
I was crying.
First-year student Riley Adams and her fellow classmates were escorted out of their barricaded classroom.
Jesus Christ.
Is anyone hurt?
I texted both my parents kind of a goodbye, almost like I love you guys.
Now to politics. One candidate got the most attention last night as 4 Republican presidential hopefuls debated on News Nation. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
There needs to be limits.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley, who is rising in the polls, was an obvious target.
Nikki Haley, she caves anytime the left comes after.
The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley.
Rivals taking her on as she tries to assert herself as the Trump alternative in the Republican race.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was as assertive as ever, coming to Haley's defense with heated words for Vivek Ramaswamy.
The 4th debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America.
In between jabs, they address domestic policy.
I will go in and wreak havoc on this bureaucracy. We're going to smoke the terrorists on our own southern border.
And issues abroad.
Let China know that they'll be hell to pay if they go into Taiwan.
And there were tense exchanges about the Republican frontrunner.
But is he fit?
Get elected. That's
Ron,
the people
that's
Ron.
Ron, Ron is fit? He won't answer.
Who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
Overseas, Israel says its troops have surrounded the home of Hamas's leader in Gaza. He and other top commanders are being hunted. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest on the fighting.
The southernmost border town of Rafah was considered one of the safer places in Gaza. Now engulfed in Israel's unrelenting march to conquer the entire territory. Hamas health officials have updated the overall death toll in Gaza to more than 16,000.
Senate Republicans moved to block the advance of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine. President Biden called it stunning and dangerous. They've demanded additional border policy concessions. There's been sharp backlash to the comments on anti-Semitism and free speech by college presidents who went this week before a congressional committee. Some lawmakers say they were evasive amid allegations colleges have turned a blind eye toward Jewish hate speech. There have been calls for University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill to resign.
I want to be clear. A call for genocide of Jewish people is threatening. Deeply so.
A Texas judge will today consider a pregnant woman's request to have an abortion in spite of a state ban. She says the fetus has a fatal diagnosis that will likely lead to a stillbirth, or the child will live for days at best.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The U.S. military is grounding all of its Osprey aircraft a week after 8 service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. CBS's David Martin.
A preliminary investigation revealed the crash was caused by a mechanical failure and not by pilot error, leading to concerns about the safety of all the other Ospreys in service.
A Nevada grand jury has indicted 6 Republicans who submitted certificates to Congress falsely declaring Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election. 10 Republicans who posed as electors in Wisconsin settled a civil lawsuit yesterday. Correspondent Monica Ricks tells us for the 4th time in recent weeks, a woman is making sexual misconduct allegations against Sean Combs.
This time, the music mogul's accused of drugging, gang raping, and sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl. Diddy denied it minutes after the suit was filed, posting on Instagram, "Enough is enough." He called the allegations sickening and says he silently stood by for weeks watching people try to destroy his reputation and legacy.
CBS's Jolene Kent reports New Mexico is suing the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, claiming it has failed to protect children from predators.
It was shocking to see the explosion of sexual interest in these kids.
New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres says his investigation into Meta found that Facebook and Instagram's algorithms created a marketplace for the sexual exploitation of children. Law enforcement set up an undercover operation using test accounts. The complaint says followers flooded the account with unsolicited messages.
If you're a predator today, are Facebook and Instagram the best places to do business?
Absolutely. This is a place where predators have the upper hand.
Meta declined to comment on the lawsuit, but said in a statement it uses sophisticated technology to help root out predators and disabled more than 500,000 accounts in a single month for violating child safety policies.
A U.S. senator is telling the Department of Justice that unidentified foreign governments are surveilling smartphone users on the push notifications from apps. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It means data that's included as a preview, for example, of an email or a text message could be read by the government, along with other details shared in that notification.
Those notifications travel over Google and Apple servers. In Parma, Ohio, a 39-year-old mother of 4 has been sentenced for throwing hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker during an argument that went viral. Rosemary Haney will spend a month in jail and 2 months in a fast food job.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
It's alleged a new vape brand is targeting teens.
The flavors are fruity and come in a cheap disposable package. But Heaven Gifts brands like Elf Bar are in stores nationwide, even though the FDA says they're illegal.
Flavors, unfortunately, are meant for kids.
Erica Sward is with the American Lung Association.
It's also very clear that FDA needs help from law enforcement to crack down on distributors, retailers, and other marketers.
Heaven Gifts out of China was recently able to simply change the name of one of its brands to bypass the FDA while also listing different Chinese manufacturers and those targeted by the agency. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The vote was closed for a city council seat in Rainier, Washington. After recounts, it ended at 247 to 246. And the man who lost, Dennis Green, says he did not vote. The winner, Ryan Roth, says it's proof every vote counts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.